Hello, everyone, and welcome to Leap of Faith Podcast. I'm Lorraine. I'm your host. And today we are in episode 122.2, and we'll be reading from chapter 17, 2 Kings. So welcome to everybody out there who's listening slash watching. If you're new to Leap of Faith Podcast, welcome. We're glad you found us. It's not an accident that you're here, because it's really hard to find us. Let me just say, I tried to find it on YouTube on my TV last night and cannot find it. Very strange. Now, I know we're not big and we don't have a million followers and all that good stuff, which is fine. This is getting to whoever needs to get to. But it would be nice to be able to be found in a search. I don't know why we're not being found in a search. Need to do a little digging on that. But anyway, if you are finding us, you found us for a reason. God put you in this, direction. And I say we, because one day a week, most days, or most weeks, I am joined by my co-host, Jeremiah, but he's been really busy with work. He's got a young high schooler doing plays and all that stuff. So I kind of just do it until I hear from him that he's able to join me. But what we do, if you're new to our podcast, is we read the Bible one chapter a day, 5 days a week. We want to read the Word of God into the world for people who just need a little bit of coaxing and a little helping and a little support, so to speak. I know, and I've said this before, when I was a baby Christian, I found it very difficult to read the Bible. I was afraid to read the Bible. It was like so scary to me. You know what? It's not. It is not. It is so chock full of stuff. It's amazing to me. Especially, I know we're in 2 Kings right now, and for anybody who's just joining us, it's a lot of names, a lot of names of kings, a lot of stuff going on. Seems a little repetitious. I've used the word tedious sometimes, and not that God's word is tedious by all means, but the reading of these lists sometimes is a little hard. But hang in there. Because there's so much juicy information about God in here that it just keeps me on the edge of my seat. Just today, I was reading my other Bible study with my friend Sharon. We were reading about, what was the guy's name? He was an appointed governor by Nebuchadnezzar. And his name began with a G. Anyway, they were saying, we need to get rid of Uriah because he's going to come, I think that was his name, who's going to come in. And kill you. And this guy's like, no, he's not going to kill me. And he invites him over for dinner. And 5 seconds later, he slaughters him and everybody in the house. And then he goes out into the city and he kills all those people out there and the official. Anyway, totally took me off guard. Didn't know it was going to happen. I just find it so intriguing, the rich history of the Israelites. I find it just so amazing. And I hope that those who are out there listening are finding that it's the same thing. I hope that they are finding it as interesting as I am. So it's not an accident, is what my point was. And for anybody out there who's been with us from the beginning or for a long time, I'm so glad you're hanging in there. It's amazing. We're into 2 Kings, and it's like, it just, by the end of this year, I would say we're probably, maybe, we'll definitely get into Proverbs, I think. Maybe not, because there's like over 100. Anyways, we'll get into Psalms, maybe. I don't know. But it's, like I say, it's not a sprint. This is a marathon. We want to keep going. And you know what? Until Jesus comes back, I'm going to just keep reading. Unless I hear otherwise. Unless God says, you know what? This is not for you anymore, and you need to stop. So, with that said, I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you your Bible verse of the day. It's short and sweet. And then I will read the chapter, which is a little bit long. So let's pray. Holy and mighty God, we come to your throne with hearts of thanksgiving and just praise and worship you, Lord. We thank you for being our Heavenly Father. We thank you for always being in control and having a plan and knowing exactly how things are going to turn out, Lord. We thank you for guiding and directing us in all things. Lord, we're most thankful and most grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, and his sacrifice on the cross that we don't deserve. We don't deserve the blessings that we receive from it because we are sinful and we are so sorry that we are sinners. But Lord, you forgave us when he died on the cross and he rose from the dead. So thank you. Lord, I'm thankful for those who are out here listening out in the internet or on their TVs or however they're getting to this podcast. I'm grateful on their phones. Thankful for them, especially those who have been hanging in there. We're not fancy, but we sure do love reading your word, and we just thank you for giving us this opportunity. I pray blessings over everybody out there. I ask you to watch over them, guide, direct them, order our steps for today and for the week and for the year, for our lives. Just guide and direct us always. We want to be in your will. We want to be doing exactly what it is that you want us to be doing. I pray for, this just came to me, Lord. I'm praying for those that we know who are not believers, who maybe they were raised in the church, but they have been given, they've been told lies through whatever way that they have been receiving those lies, whether it's from their schools or from work or whatever that might be, friends. Maybe they're being brought down a different path. They're making these choices on their own, but Lord, I pray for your protection over our friends and family who are on that path. I ask you to be so clear to them that you want them back, that it can only be from you. I just pray for them to come back into the fold. I want everybody to be in heaven that I know. And I just pray that you will bring them all back, Lord. Sooner than later. But I know it's all in your time. I know that everybody has their, I know I had my own time, and I know that everybody out there had their own time, and I just praying for those souls out there, Lord. I just pray that they will come to know you again or for the first time and just believe in the power of your love and in the power of your Son, Jesus Christ, Lord. And I don't know how else to say it. So I'm just being very raw here and just opening up my heart. Pray for healing over those out there who need healing. I know there's several of our friends who are listeners. I pray that they are getting the right treatments. And Lord, I just pray for miracles for those who need those miracles. For finances, for relationships, for maybe they've got emotional or mental health issues. You know, whatever those things might look like. Finances, I don't know, but I'm praying it over them. Lord, take us where you want us to go. Let us meet the people you want us to meet. Let us say the words you want us to say and keep us out of your way. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, alrighty then. Holy Spirit got a hold of me there. So today's Bible verse is from Luke 1:37, and short and sweet, for nothing is impossible with God. All these things that I was praying over, nothing is impossible for God or with God. He can do it. We just have to have faith and patience, which I don't have a lot of that. So I have some patience, but not a lot. But we have to believe that God is going to do it. Whatever these prayers are that we're praying over, our friends, our families, coworkers, it's all possible through God. So, all right, let's go ahead and start reading chapter 17, 2 Kings. And this is episode 122.2. Hoshea rules in Israel. Hoshea, son of Ela, began to rule over Israel in the 12th year of King Ahaz's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 9 years. He did what was evil in the Lord's sight, but not to the same extent as the kings of Israel who ruled before him. King Shalmaneser of Assyria attacked King Hoshea, so Hoshea was forced to pay heavy tribute to Assyria. But Hoshea stopped paying the annual tribute and conspired against the king of Assyria by asking King So of Egypt to help him shake free of Assyria's power. When the king of Assyria discovered this treachery, he seized Hoshea and put him in prison. Samaria falls to Assyria. Then the king of Assyria invaded the entire land for 3 years. he besieged the city of Samaria. Finally, in the ninth year of King Hoshea's reign, Samaria fell, and the people of Israel were exiled to Assyria. They were settled in colonies in Hala, along the banks of the Habor River in Gozan, and in the cities of the Medes. I apologize if I'm butchering these names. I don't know how else to say it. I say them phonetically, the way it looks to me. This disaster came upon the people of Israel because they worshipped other gods. They sinned against the Lord their God, who had brought them safely out of Egypt and had rescued them from the power of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. They had followed the practices of the pagan nations the Lord had driven from the land ahead of them, as well as the practices the kings of Israel had introduced. The people of Israel had also secretly done many things that were not pleasing to the Lord their God. They built pagan shrines for themselves in all their towns, from the smallest outpost to the largest walled city. They set up sacred pillars and Asherah poles at the top of every hill and under every green tree. They offered sacrifices on all the hilltops, just like the nations the Lord had driven from the land ahead of them. So the people of Israel had done many evil things, arousing the Lord's anger. Yes, they worshipped idols, despite the Lord's specific and repeated warnings. It's true. Again and again, the Lord had sent his prophets and seers to warn both Israel and Judah. Turn from all your evil ways, obey my commands and decrees, the entire law that I commanded your ancestors obey and that I gave you through my servants, the prophets. But the Israelites would not listen. They were as stubborn as their ancestors who had refused to believe in the Lord their God. They rejected his decrees and the covenant he had made with their ancestors, and they despised all his warnings. They worshipped worthless idols, so they became worthless themselves. They followed the examples of the nations around them, disobeying the Lord's commands not to imitate them. They rejected all the commands of the Lord their God and made two calves from metal. They set up an Asherah pole and worshipped Baal and all the forces of heaven. They even sacrificed their own sons and daughters in the fire. They consulted fortune tellers and practiced sorcery and sold themselves to evil, arousing the Lord's anger. Because the Lord was very angry with Israel, he swept them away from his presence. Only the tribe of Judah remained in the land. But even the people of Judah refused to obey the commands of the Lord their God, for they followed the evil practices that Israel had introduced. The Lord rejected all the descendants of Israel. He punished them by handing them over to their attackers until he had banished Israel from his presence. For when the Lord tore Israel away from the kingdom of David, they chose Jeroboam, son of Nebat, as their king. But Jeroboam drew Israel away from following the Lord and made them commit a great sin. All the people of Israel persisted in all the evil ways of Jeroboam. They did not turn from their sins until the Lord finally swept them away from his presence, just as all his prophets had warned. So Israel was exiled from their land to Assyria, where they remained to this day. Foreigners settle in Israel. The king of Assyria transported groups of people from Babylon, Kuthoth, Ava, Hamath. Sorry if I'm butchering again. And Sepharvaim, and resettled them in the towns of Samaria, replacing the people of Israel. They took possession of Samaria and lived in its towns. But since these foreign settlers did not worship the Lord when they first arrived, the Lord sent lions among them, which killed some of them. So a message was sent to the king of Assyria. The people you have sent to live in the towns of Samaria do not know the religious customs of the God of the land. He has sent lions among them to destroy them because they have not worshipped him correctly. The king of Assyria then commanded, send one of the exiled priests back to Samaria. Let him live there and teach the new residents the religious customs of the God of the land. So one of the priests who had been exiled from Samaria returned to Bethel and taught the new residents how to worship the Lord. But these various groups of foreigners also continued to worship their own gods. In town after town where they lived, they placed their idols as the pagan at the pagan shrines that the people of Samaria had built. Those from Babylon worshipped idols of their god Succoth-Benoth. Those from Cuthoth worshipped their god Nergal. And those from Hamath worshipped Ashima. The Avites worshipped their gods Nibaz and Tartak, and the people from Sepharvaim even burned their own children as sacrifices to their gods Adramelech and Anamelech. I hope I'm saying that right. The new residents worshipped the Lord, but they also appointed from among themselves all sorts of people as priests to offer sacrifices as their places of worship. And though they worshipped the Lord, they continued to follow their own gods according to the religious customs of the nations from which they came. And this is still going on today. They continue to follow their former practices instead of truly worshiping the Lord and obeying the decrees, regulations, instructions, and commands he gave the descendants of Jacob, whose name he changed to Israel. For the Lord had made a covenant with the descendants of Jacob and commanded them, do not worship any other gods or bow before them or serve them or offer sacrifices to them. But worship the Lord who brought you out of Egypt with great strength and a powerful arm. Bow down to him alone and offer sacrifices only to him. Be careful at all times to obey the decrees, regulations, instructions, and commands he wrote for you. You must not worship other gods. Do not forget the covenant I made with you, and do not worship other gods. You must worship only the Lord your God. He is the one who will rescue you from all your enemies. But the people would not listen and continued to follow their former practices. So while these new residents worshiped the Lord, they also worshiped their idols. And to this day, their descendants do the same. Oh my. Well, I don't know how many times in this passage did it keep reiterating, A, they kept, you know, worshiping their own idols. They did not obey God's decrees. You know, he's basically telling them, if you're not going to worship me wholeheartedly and put aside all your other idols, then, you know, I'm gonna punish you. This is what it comes down to. So, you know, there's really, I highlighted, but I don't know. I just find it so mind-boggling. I mean, I know I'm not perfect, and I know that I don't always 100% follow what God's telling me to do, and sometimes I fall off the beaten path, you know, whatever way is. Excuse me, but I mean, I don't know. This is quite interesting to me. So I'm not exactly sure where we are here as in what I'm reading in Jeremiah. I'm trying to get to a point where I can go back and forth and see where it lines up. But I think somewhere in there it lines up. But anyway, it's always interesting to me. We're coming up to listening to Hezekiah is going to be taken over. And he was a good king, I believe. So maybe we'll get a little bit of good news in this next chapter, chapter 18. So, all right, well, that's it for today. But as always, I always give you the opportunity to say the prayer of salvation. If you are out there, you found us, you happen to find us today, I always say the prayer of salvation, which is receiving Christ into your heart. This is not about me. It is not about my prayer. It is about you and your relationship with God. And if you found us and you feel like God has been calling you to become a follower of Christ, then maybe this is your moment. So if it is, I will lead you in the prayer, and I hope that you will say it with me. Heavenly Father, today I put my trust in you. I am not perfect and know that I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. I thank you for the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. It's his perfect and spotless blood that covers all of my sins, past, present, and future. On this day, I accept him as my Lord and Savior into my heart and will live my life for him. Thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. If you said that prayer for the first time, congratulations and welcome into the adopted family of Jesus Christ. You are now a brother or sister in Christ, and today is a new day, a new birthday. We always say, go tell the person who's been praying for you, just like the people we were praying for today. You know, let them know that you became a follower of Christ and you let him into your heart and you're going to live for him. So that's the next step. Get to a church, get to a pastor, volunteer, get into a ministry. Maybe you want to go on a mission trip, whatever. Volunteer, use your talents and gifts to further the kingdom. That is what we are put on this earth to do, in whatever capacity that God wants us to do. So pray about it and he'll let you know. We would love to hear from you. If you did become a follower of Christ, we would love to hear from you. You can reach us through email, lorraine@leapoffaithpodcast.org or jeremiah@leapoffaithpodcast.org. If you need prayer, we'll be happy to pray for you. You can message us on Facebook or Instagram. I've noticed a few new people that have been liking my Bible verses, which is a blessing to me, somebody I don't think I know. So it's kind of cool to see that that's happening out there. Anyway, it's not about me, it's about you. So get to living for God. Go further the kingdom in whatever capacity that you are capable of doing that. So, all right. Well, that's it for today. Again, I don't know what time of day it is, morning, noon, or night. It could be next year. I have no idea how this internet's working at this time, but glad you found us. I pray that it is getting out there into the world, just as I felt like God wanted me to do. So God bless you. Have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow.